Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to go back a little bit to the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara is talking about Asmachta. The Gemara is discussing the case of the Mishnah. Someone lent someone money, took the field as a mashkin. And the Malva told the Loiv, if you do not pay me within 3 years, I get the field. The Gemara says that's called an asmachta. Unless he said me'achshav, unless he said that I get the field already now, then it could work. We discussed this in the previous year. But if he says, at that time, in 3 years, I get the field, even though they made a kinyan, it doesn't help. It's not considered gemir's das. We don't say he seriously meant to give him the field. He was just saying it in order to give him security. But really, he had no das kinyan, and therefore, the Malva does not get the field at the end of the 3 years. So Rav Nachman said about this, Amar Rav Nachman, Hashad the Amar Rabbanan Asmachta Lekanya. Since the Rabbanan say that Asmachta doesn't work and therefore the Malva does not get to keep the field. So in the case where he said, if you do not pay me within 3 years, I get the field, 3 years go by and he takes over the field, the halacha is, Hadar Arev Ahadri Peri. He has to return the field. And he has to return all the payers that he ate. Rashi says all the payers he ate after the 3 years. See in the Agayi Sagra, there are some Rishainim that hold that even the payers he ate during the 3 years he has to return because they hold it's Ribbitz Ksutza. And that's the Machloikis if the halacha of Meshkante is Ribbitz Ksutza or not. And we'll get to it later. But Al Kopanim, certainly the payers he ate after the 3 years he has to return all the payers. And the Gemara at first thought that the reason is because it's not his field. And even though the Leiva allowed him to eat the payers, but the Leiva only allowed him to eat the payers because the Leiva thought that it was his field. But it's not his field. And therefore, Hajar of Hajar Peri, he has to return both the land and the payers. So the Gemara asks, Lameimer the Savra of Nachman Mechila Betais Lava Mechila. So that would indicate that Rav Nachman holds that Mechila Betais, that he allowed him to eat the payers, but it was Betais, it was because of the erroneous assumption that it belongs to the Malva, that it's Machta Kanya. That doesn't count. The Mechila doesn't work. So the Gemara asks, Rav Nachman doesn't hold that way, because we have a Machlaikis, Va'itmar, Hamoicha Peiris Dekel Echaveri. Someone who says, and he makes a kinyan on all the Peiris that this Dekel will grow belongs to you for a certain amount of money. So Rav Huna holds, Achle Bo'l Olam Yachal Achzabai, Mishabol Olam Ein Yachal Achzabai. Until they come to the world, he could be Chayzer, because a kinyan cannot take effect on something which doesn't exist yet. But once they come to the world, even though he did the Ma'aseh Kinyan when they didn't yet exist, but he holds other Makna Davash Leibel Elam, the Kinyan is Chal, even though at the time of the Kinyan is Leibel Elam, when it comes Leilam, then he's Kainit, and he can't be Chayzer anymore. Rav Nachman Ma'afri Shabo Leilam Yachal Agzbe, Rav Nachman holds Einan the Makna Davash Leibel Elam, so even if it comes into the world, he could still be Chayzer, he could say, I want to retract from this sale and repossess the payers. And the Gemara says, "Amrav Nachman Medina, the Shamed V'achalim Efkinimene." But if the lekeach, if the buyer already ate the payers, so we do not take back the payers from the lekeach. If he already possessed the payers, he already took the payers. We don't take it back from him. So why? Because the meicha let him have it, even though it was a tais, even though the meicha thought that he was kind of, because the meicha thought on the makta davish leibel elam. So it's a steer. It's a contradiction. Does Rav Nachman hold mechila b'tais? Lo yave mechila or have mechila? By the Meshkante, he says, Hajar Ayav Hajar Peri, since the Smachta Lekanya, Mechila Betais, Lo Yav Mechila, he has to return the payers. But by Meicha Peri's Nekel, he says, you don't have to return the payers. Ishamet V'achal Loim Efkinim Minei. So the Gemara says, Hasan Hachal V'achal Zvini. Hasan Zvini Hachal V'ah. There's a difference between a sale and alva. So as the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what's the Pshat in this Teretz? Rashi holds that really Mechila Betais have a Mechila. Mechila b'tais is considered a mechila. And that's why, by the case of payers, Dekel could keep the payers. But in the case of a smachta, there's a problem of ribbis. It's halva. So you have a problem of ribbis. And Rashi says, Umechzik ribbis, shemetchila b'alva b'aloi, because originally it came by alva, ukribbis ksutsa dami, and it has a din of ribbis ksutsa, v'ein avak ribbis b'dvar alva b'dvar mecher. And avak ribbis, with halach is avak ribbis, is ein yetzir b'dyanim, that you don't have by Alva, they only have by Mecher. So the Shaila is, what exactly does Rashi mean that it's Ribbis Ksutza? The Rishonim seem to have learnt Rashi Kipshuta, that Rashi holds it's Rivas Ksutza. The Ritva learns that way himself. The Ritva learns that the Pshat and the Gemara is applies Mamash Rivas Ksutza, applies Mamash Rivas Deraisa. And now it's with the Shita Sarif. The Shita Sarif is that by Mashkanta, Mashkanta Beloina Kaisa has a din of Rivas Ksutza. And the Gemara before in Daf Samach Beis, it says that Mashkanta Beloina Kaisa is Avag Rivas. We'll see. We'll get to it in the Shi'ats. He holds that the case there is talking about where it's Asher the Loi Misalki. Baal Kaponim, in this case, the halacha would be is it's Mamish Ribis Ksutza. The Pnei Yeshua points out that Rashi is not mashed that way. Rashi says Mechzek Ribis. And Rashi says more. Rashi says, Ein Ribis Ksutza, Ein Avak Ribis B'dvar Avah, El B'dvar Mecher. It seems from Rashi that Faker, that really it is Ribis Durabonim. Because Avant is such a thing as Ribis Durabonim B'dvar Avah. But Rav Nachman holds a very mechudishik shita. That klal that we have, that Ribis Ksutz is Yetzir B'dayonim, and Avak Ribis is Eini Yetzir B'dayonim, like we had before, and Daf Samach Aleph, Rav Nachman holds that the chilik is not if it's Dereis or Derabonim. The chilik of it's Halva or Mecher. When it's Halva, then even if it's Ribis Derabonim, it's Yetzir B'dayonim. Ribis Ksutz, any time it's Halva, it's called Ribis Ksutz, and in Derabonim, it's Yetzir B'dayonim. The only time you could say that it's not Yetzir B'dayonim, it's Avak Ribis, is Dafka when it's Mecher. That's what Rashi's Mashma. But then he would seem to be arguing on the Gemara earlier that says that Mashkanta B'leina Kaisa, it says that B'dinei Hem, V'mitzim Imal V'loivu, B'dineinu Ein Machzirin, and Rashi before learns that the reason why it's not Ribis Ksutza is because there's no Revach Bar. And it would sound like because of that, even though it's halva, because Mashkanta is l'chayr halva, but since it's the Rabbanan, it's not Yetzir B'dayonim. So maybe Rav Nachman's arguing on Avina. Now the Rashi was bothered that the Lashon of the Gemara there was it said b'pshitas, v'ha Mashkanta b'leina kaisa, the b'dineihem meitzien mileiva l'malva, or b'dineinu ein machzir mileiva l'leiva. It sounds like everyone held that way. But Al Kabbalah, that sheet is Rashi, that really Mechila B'tayis is a Mechila, and the reason why here it's Hajj Peri is not because Mechila B'tayis have a Mechila, but because Ribis Ksutz is Yesib B'dayonim, and that's how the Ritva Paskins. Taisis has Kamakashis on Rashi. He asks that Kamak Gemara said a Mavur, that a Mechila B'tayis doesn't work, a Kinyan B'tayis doesn't work, a Hektish B'tayis doesn't work. He brings the Gemara above a Bashat, or if Anan was taking over some karka because he thought it was his, and the other one, the owner, wasn't Meichel, so he thought maybe he's kind of because the owner was Meichel. He allowed him to take the karka. So the Gemara says it's a Mechila B'tayis, just like you didn't know that it wasn't yours. So he also didn't know that it wasn't yours. He thought it was yours. And Mechila B'tayis, they have a Mechila. So Taisis is bothered. How could Rashi say that the maskan of the Gemara here is that Mechila B'tayis have a Mechila? The Kama Gemara is that Mechila B'tayis, they have a Mechila. So Taisis learns like this. That really Mechila B'tayis is not a Mechila. But the chilik between Zvini and Alva is, when you intend to sell something, and even though the Kenyan is not Chal, and you allow the sale to go through, even though you're not Mechuyiv to allow it to go through, so then we say it's a Mechila, because Mechatais is a Tais. Probably you want the sale. We're not going to say, had you know you could retract it, you would have retracted. No. Even if you know you could have retracted, but maybe you'd want to keep your word. You agreed to the sale. In this case, you never really agreed to sell the field. You didn't want to sell the field. That's what it means, hacha halva. You wanted to borrow money. You gave the field as a security. Presumably, if you'd know you could retract the security, you would have. You never wanted to sell the field. You thought you'd be able to pay within 3 years. You didn't end up paying within 3 years. But had you known that you could retract it, presumably you would have retracted. But if you made a mecher, that's the Hasam Zvini. If you made a mecher, then we don't assume that it's a mechila b'tayis. We don't say, had you known you could have retracted the mecher, you would have mecher teisa. Mestam, you would have wanted the mecher to be kaya. The Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, I see them as being somewhat in between. On the one hand, they also assume like Taisris. That if it had been a tais, if we would know that had he known that he could retract, he would have retracted. In such a case, that would not be considered a mechila. Mechila b'tais to have a mechila in the case that had we known that if he would not have made such a mistake, he would not have made the mechila, In that case, it's not considered a mechila. But they learn up Hasim Zvini Hachalva similar to Rashi. They learn up that Hachalva is because of ribbis, but not because ribbis tutsiyetsa b'dayanim, because they hold it's avak ribbis. But they hold that since it's halva and it's ribbis, even though it's only avak ribbis, Anan Sadi, that if you'd have known that it was ribbis, you'd know that it's aser to do, of course he wouldn't be meichel. So they're disagreeing with Taisus that it's only by mecha we say that he would have gone along with the deal. It sounds like the Rishayim hold any deal you make, you probably would agree to go along with, and we don't assume that had you known you could retract, you could retract, even if the deal was not originally a mecher. But when the deal is usser, when it's a shayla of ribbis, even though it's only ribbis derabanan, but when there's an issa derabanan involved in the deal, avada you wouldn't say that he'd be meichel. Fakaret, if you'd have known that it was usser, you would never have done it. So that's the chilek between Alva and Zvini, not a chilek in whether he'd want to go through with the deal be'etzim, but since it's Alva and there's a chash ribis, that's why he wouldn't want to go along with the deal. So kumdash, we have the vayla three pshatim in the Gemara. What's the chilek between Alva and Zvini? Rashi holds that the reason why Hadra Ara Hadra Peri by Alva, by Asmachta, is because ribis ksutzi yetzim b'dayanim, and that's what the Ridva holds also. And the Chayyur, the Yishayin, that all that Mashkandas, Yubis Ksutz is going to have to hold that way. That Yubis Ksutz is Yetzib and Yonim, that's why he has to return all the payers. Rashi is clear that otherwise we would say that Mechila B'Tayis have a Mechila. We have Taisis that holds that has nothing at all to do with Ribis. The Pshat is when you have a Mechira, then even though you could retract, we don't assume that you would have wanted to retract. We assume you'd have wanted to keep your word and keep the Mechira. It's only by Halva we never intended the Mechira in the first place that we say it's a Mechila B'tayis. And we have the Ramban and the Rashba that they hold that any time you're probably going to want to keep your word. But Halva, since there's an Issa Rimbis here, that's why we don't assume you want to keep the word. Now, in Shitas Rashi in the Ridva, that Mechila B'tayis have a Mechila. So what do we do with Taisus's Kasha? That in a bunch of plays in Shas, it's Mavur, that Mechila B'tayis lo have a Mechila. Like the case in Baba Bashan, like we said, where if Anan took the land because he thought it was his, and the other guy let him took it, he let him take it, and it was a Tayis because he didn't realize he thought it was Taker of Anan's land. So the Rosh says about all the questions Taisus asks, that Shani Kolhani de lo yoda de Machel, just like the Gemara says by Anah, he didn't know about the Tayis to be Machel. The Gemara asked the Kasha, that if you're going to say Mechila B'tayis have a Mechila, so why do you have to return Einah? Why isn't all Einah Mechila B'tayis? And the Gemara says, it's different because he didn't know about Einah. He was Layod HaDemachel. So all these cases where you find that Mechila B'tayis is a Mechila, Zak Derosh, it's Layod HaDemachel. And as I stated in the Gaius Shri, and also in the Ridva, that the Pshat is, these cases Layod HaDemachel, the Ridva is Masbe a little bit more, that when the pshat is that you think it belongs to Yena and that's why you're letting him have it, that's not called a mechila. That's the other the machel. When the pshat is you think it's yours, but you think that Yena is allowed to take it, and you let him take it, you don't realize that you didn't have to let him take it. That's called a mechila. That's called a mechila b'tayis v'havzi mechila. But we have to understand this a little bit more. And even the Gemara's case of Einah, teretz of Einah, it's the other the machel. What's exactly pshat? Just like in the case of Rav Anan and Bava Basra, was saying that it's not called a Mechila, he didn't realize it's Rav Anan's thing. He didn't realize it was his. He thought it was Rav Anan's. He didn't realize Rav Anan was taking his thing. So why isn't that true by here or so? By Meicha Peiris Dekel. I didn't think that he's taking my Peiris. I thought he was already kind of the Peiris. I thought it's his Peiris. By the case of Asmachta, I don't think he's eating payers from my field. I thought a smachta can, he's eating payers from his own field. Where's the case of mechila, which is yada umachel? In every case where the pshat is a mechila b'tayis, meaning that it's a tayis, you thought that he's taking something which you have no right to withhold from him. That means it's his thing, and really, he's taking your thing. Why is a nol a yada umachel? But I know also, you know that you're giving him $100 for the chayfets. You don't realize that the chayfets only cost $80. But you're giving him $100, you know it's $100. So you know he's taking your money. What's the yada de machel by Anah, and it's yadu machel by Mecha Peiris Dekel? So the emphasis, I'm not sure. But I think the svar is like this. By a no, your intention is to pay him for the chayfetz, the price of the chayfetz. You don't intend to give him anything extra than the payment of the chayfetz. The reason why you're letting him have the $100 is because you think it's the payment of the chayfetz. That's not a mechila b'chal. That's l'yadu u'machal. You didn't realize he's getting a free gift from you, something which is above the payment of the chayfetz, which is not nichol in the payment of the chayfetz. You didn't realize he was getting it from you. You thought all he was getting was the exchange for the chayfetz. That's not mechila b'tayis. That's not a mechila b'chal. That's l'yadu u'machal. Similarly, in the case of Anan, when he took your land, you thought it was his land. You didn't want to give him any land altogether. You b'chal didn't want to give him land. You thought it was his land. That's not the pshat that you wanted to give him land b'tayis. You didn't want to give him any land. That's l'yadu u'machal. Let's say someone's mekadesh in isha, and it ends up the kedushin isn't chal. He receives the money in return. That the Rishayim also call l'yadu u'machal. I'm not giving this isha any gifts. I'm being mekadesh. I'm doing a ma'isa kedushin. If it's not a ma'isa kedushin, she doesn't get the money. That's not mechila with a tais. That's not mechila. Now, Shein Kane, when I'm giving the payer's dekel as part of a sale, actually the sale wasn't valid. But I'm allowing you to take the payer's dekel as part of a sale. So what you're getting in the payer's dekel is what you're getting. You're not getting anything more than what I intended. Novas, I thought I'm obligated to give it to you. I thought the sale was already valid. And really, the sale wasn't valid. But you're getting it in exchange for money, you're getting it as part of the sale, that's a mechila b'tayis. By the asmachta, you're getting the field as part of the deal because I didn't pay up in 3 years, and that's taka what you're getting. Now, of us, I'm glad I'm not mechiv to keep my end of the bargain, and I'm doing it b'tayis, that's a mechila b'tayis. Whenever the reason why I think you got it is the correct reason why you're getting it. It's just I didn't have to give it to you. I wasn't mechiyev to that part of the deal. That's called a mechila b'tayis. That's yadu u'machal. Whenever you're getting the thing as an exchange for something, and really that exchange never took place, that's a case of l'yadu d'machal b'chlal. That's a case where I never gave it to you altogether. I didn't give it to you for free. I gave it to you as an exchange, and there was no exchange. That's not a mechila b'chlal. That's how I understand the sugya. But al kapanim, this is the machlokes. Taisus holds there's no such thing as mechila b'tayis altogether. Taisus holds the only case where you'd say it's a mechila is where we assume that even had he known that he wasn't bound by the deal, he would do it. And that's what it says in the Ramban and the Rashba also. Mashenke Rashi and the Ridvan, the Gaius Shri, the Rosh also brings down such a pshat. They hold that mechila b'tayis is a mechila, even if had I known I wouldn't. Had I known that I wasn't bound by the deal, I would not have done it. But l'maisa, I did it b'tayis. It's also considered a mechila. But it has to be that he's yadu u'machal. All the cases where you find mechila b'tayis, like the mechila was, he didn't realize the context of why he's getting it. He thought he's getting it in exchange for something when really he's getting it for free. He had absolutely no intention that the guy should get it for free. That's not called a mechila b'chla. Rabbi Chanan and Bava Basra, Daf Mem Aleph and Bava Basra, Sais Kufay and Aleph and Kayvet Shurim, he explains the difference between Kenyan B'tayis and Mechila B'tayis. Demis in the Gaius Hashri says it here. He's trying to explain the Gaius Hashri, I think, that the Rishayim that hold that Mechila B'tayis is considered a Mechila. The Pshat is like this. Kenyan is a Maisa. Kenyan is, you need Das. Without Das, you can't do a Kenyan. You can't do a Hektish. You can't do a Hefker. These things are a Maisa. Masha'enke mechila, that the Gaius Hashri compares it to Yish. It's a state of being. Such a case is no tainus tais. The Maisa Vinishvi, there was a mechila going on. There was a machshava of mechila. That alone is chal, even when there's a tais. Tais doesn't work on a Maisa. Kedushe tais, a Kenyan betais, a Mechira betais. But mechila, mechila is a state of being. As long as he's yadu u'machal, as long as there is a mechila going on, that means he understands what the mechila is. Even though had he known that he's not mechuyiv to be meichel, he never would have been meichel. But still, mechila is a metzias. Mechila is a state of being. That's why it works. The Ramah in Chayish Mishpat Siman Reish Amal Sif Beis, he passes mechila, but Tais lo yavim mechila. Passes like Taisas, like the Ramah, like the Ashba. that when it's a mechila b'tayis atak, it doesn't work. But that's the machlekes rishonim. One more nekuda, the Rosh brings down that mikam mevir abeinu tam raya, since you find that when you meicha peiris dekel and the shamet v'achel, even Rav Nachman holds you're not kind of the shamet v'achel emefkinim minei, so abeinu tam brought a raya like this. Let's say Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon sells a shtar to Levi, but Levi wasn't kind of it because unique sivu mesira. There's a whole halacha how you kind of shtar echay. He was kind in a way that he's not really kind it. But Levi went and he collected the chayv. Zakter ben etam, so Levi is kind of the money. So similar to Peiris Dekel, just like with Peiris Dekel, even though you're not kind it, but once you take it, then it's yours. Because we assume that he would want, that he would not want to retract. So too, when you sell a shtar chayv, and Levi goes and collects a shtar chayv, once Levi collects it, so that's like Yishamet V'achel, even though he wasn't kind it, but we assume that Shimon wants to go through with the deal. It's a mechila. It's not called a mechila b'tais, and Levi can keep the money. So the Rosh says about this, that Yirali, that's only if the meicher, if Shimon, knows that Levi is collecting the loan and doesn't say anything. He allows Levi to collect the loan. So then Levi can keep it. But if Shimon never knew that Levi collected the loan, Shimon sold it to Levi, and the Levi collected without Shimon's knowledge, in such a case, Levi is not kainit, and he says an interesting thing. Shimon could go now and collect it straight from Reuven. He doesn't have to go to Levi. He could collect straight from Reuven. He could tell Reuven, listen, Levi never was kainit. You owe me the money. You shouldn't have paid Levi. He has a shtar. You should have verified with me if you really owe him the money, if the shtar was sold kedin. So that's what the Rosh is mechalik. If Shimon knew that Levi is collecting the money, even though Shimon didn't realize it could be chayzer, but that's, we say, that's not called a mechila b'tayis, that's medina di shaman v'achal leim evkinimine. But if Shimon didn't know that Levi is collecting the money, so Levi is not kainit, and Shimon could even collect again the chayiv from Reuven. So the Ksais, in Simon Reish Tess of Kanei, brings down the pre-chadash, that says he doesn't understand the chilek if Shimon knows about it or not. The filer ben etam is mazbe, that any time you sell something, you probably want the sale to continue, even if you're not halachically obligated to the sale, but we assume that that's what you want. You made a deal. Kech deleku memenuse, you want people to trust you. So what's the difference if he knew that he was collecting it, he didn't know he was collecting it, why don't we assume that that's what he wants? Ad kedei kach, that the Prechadash holds, it must be the Rosh had a different Pshat Nirvein Etam, not the Pshat Nirvein Etam that we have in our Taisis that makes a chilek between a sale which you'd probably want to continue with, or a halva which you never intended the sale in the first place. It must be had a different Pshat, and lefi that Pshat you could say the chilek if the Meicha knew about it. Because lefi our Pshat Nirvein Etam, he doesn't hear a chilek, he doesn't see there should be a chilek if Shimon would know that Levi collected it or not. That's tiny the Prechadash that the Ksais brings. Zakht Ksais, he thinks it's Tali and a Machlekes Taisus and the Shach, which we have in Ili and Ili Metzias. Taisus holds that if you go to somebody's house and you know for sure he would allow you to eat something in his house, you know for sure, but he's not around. Taisus holds you're not allowed to eat it, even though you know that he would want it. Because that's like Yishalei Midas. Yishalei Midas is the Pshat, knowing that that's what he would think is not considered that that's what he thinks. Knowing that he would be miyayish is not considered a yish. Knowing that he would take tshuma is not considered taking tshuma. That's a sugya of yishloi midas. So who would then, knowing that he would let you do it, is not considered that he lets you do it, and it's usher to eat at the thing. The Shach argues on Taisus. The Shach holds, even if you hold yishloi midas doesn't work, that's because it can't cause any chalais with the yishloi midas. But here, if lamaisa, he's not makbid, you know for sure he's not makbid, you're allowed to eat it. Hazakhtik says is totally in this shailah. If the guy knows you're taking the fruit, like said the Peyer's Dekel, he knows you're taking the Peyer's Dekel, and he allows you to take it, and the reason why he's allowing you to take it, even though he doesn't realize that it could be chayzer, because even if he would realize he would allow you to take it, but lamais he's allowing you to take it, but payel, it's not a problem of yish leimidas. Mashayin Kane, when the guy, when Levi is being gave the chayif Reuven without Shimon's knowledge, Shimon doesn't know about it. Now, it might be true that had Shimon known about it, he would have agreed to it. But Lamaisi didn't know about it. Lamaisi didn't agree to it. It has the problem of Yish Levinas. It's totally in this machleik, it stays in the shach if you could take something which you know that the person would allow you to take. On that, Tain is the Einig Yantif, it's in Simon Lamed Ches, that whenever the guy knew before that you would do it, he doesn't have to know B'Shas Maisa. So here, since Shimon allowed Levi earlier, he sold the shtar to Levi, allowed Levi to collect it, he knew earlier that Levi collected, even though he didn't know B'Shas Maisa, that also shouldn't have a problem of Yish Levinas. The Rayan to the Einig Yantif is, the Gemara earlier in Elam Messiah says that when you have, let's say, a date tree, which you know the dates are liable to fall off, that's not called Yish Levinas, because you know before that the dates are going to fall off. You don't have to know B'Shas Maisis. Here also, you knew before that Levi was going to collect the Chayim. But I don't understand so well, not the Ksais and not the Pri Chadash. I understand the Rosh. The Rosh holds like this. If he actually let him eat the pears, now you have a taina, right? So there was a maisa mechila on his part. Now you have a taina, that it's a mechila b'tais. Had he known that he could be chayzer, he would have been chayzer. On that we say mechateisa. Who says? Who says had he known he could have been chayzer, would have been chayzer? Fakert, Parshas, he would have agreed to the deal. Kech leke b'menuse, he wants to be honest, he wants to keep his word. But if he didn't know that the person was taking the payers or collecting the chayiv, so we don't even see a mechila in his pot altogether. We're not going to buy a mechila based on kecha leke b'menuse. Kecha leke b'menuse, this thing that a person wants to keep his word, that's not, we don't know that for sure. Maybe he wants to be chayzer. If we see him, let him take it. So we have a mechila here. So there you need a tais to be mevatel the mechila. So we say, Mehecha Teisa the Tais, we don't have an umdenet, this Tais is Mevatel the Mechila, Mehecha Teisa, if it wouldn't be for the Tais, he wouldn't have been Meichel, maybe be Meichel, even had he known that he couldn't, that he could be Chayzer. Mehashenka, when you don't have a Mechila b'feneinu altogether, Mehecha Teisa yikubayes a Mechila, based on the Svar of Kech, the Lake of Menusa. That's what I would think, Lulei, the Pri Chadash and the Ksais, which never not that way. And now let's get started on the Ikka Sugya of Mashkanta. The Gemara here, on Daf Samach Zayin, towards the middle of the Daf, is discussing, is Mashkanta like Avak Ribis, or is it like Ribis Ksutza? And who within the Gemara is discussing Mechira Ba'asmachto? When someone sells something, Al Das, that if he gets money, he can get it back, which is also an Issa Ribis, like it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara is discussing, is that Avak Ribis or Ribis Ksutza? So the Gemara Legabe Mechir Basmachta first said that it blames like Avak Ribis. And who would the Mameshkanta the Gemara says it blames like Avak Ribis? And then the Gemara says, Omrav Papi Ovid Ravina Uvda Vachosh of Apik Peri. The Lake Rabbi Baravuna. The Rabbi Baravuna said it blames like Avak Ribis. And Rav Papi said that no, Ravina did a Maisa. And he took out the Peris. He was Maisi the Peris, not like Rabbi Baravuna. Mashmana, he holds that it blames like Ribis Ksutza. And Taisis, and all the Rishenim asked Akasha that the Gemara earlier on Daf Samach Beis, the Ravina himself said that Meshkanta Beloina Kaisa Bidinenu Eimachzir Mimalva Laloiva, that Bidinenu the Mitzim Miloiva Lamalva, Bidinenu Eimachzir Mimalva Laloiva. At the case of Mashkin, when you have a field as a Mashkin, you're eating the payers without being deducting from the loan, without Nakaisa, it blames Avak Ribis. So this is the steer. The Gemara early in Daf Samach Bey says it's Avak Ribis. And here Ravina, the same Ravina says that it was Avad Uvda V'chash of Apik Peri, the Leiker Abba Baravuna. So the Rishayna Mul Shtalzach on the steer. And the Kamashitis in the Rishayna Malachal Amaisa, let's first start with the Inyan of Meshkanta Beloina Kaisa. Is Meshkanta Beloina Kaisa Ribis Ksutso Avak Ribis? Shitas HaTaisis is a Meshkanta B'loina Kaisis Avak Ribis, period. So what's Pshat in this Gemara that says Ravina was Avad Uvda V'chashav Apik Peri? What's the Pshat that Ravina was Maisi the Peri? So Teret says we're not talking about this, the case of Meshkanta B'loina Kaisa. We're talking about the case of Mechira. And the reason why he's being Maisi the Peri is because by Mechira Yadar says that he shouldn't be Kainit. And Memele blames Mechila B'tayis Lehavi Mechila. Be'etzim, it's not Ribitz Ksutza, even though the Gemara at first said it was Ribitz Ksutza, the Shalaz, the Gemara didn't mean Mamash Ribitz Ksutza. Well, the Gemara originally thought it was Ribis Ksutza, but now the Gemara is not saying that it's Alt Ribis Ksutza. But the reason why so you might see payer is Stalmans Gzela. Stalmans Mechila Betayis Lava Mechila that doesn't belong to him. He never owned the field. The payers didn't belong to him. And Melitz Mechila Betayis Lava Mechila. But by Meshkanta itself, then the halacha would be that you're not might see the payers. Because by Meshkanta, you let him have it. That was the deal. You lend me money, I'll give you the field as a mashkin, you can eat the payers. It's an issue. It's an issue of Avak Ribis. But Al Kapanim, it's not a Mechila Betayis. It's dafka by Mechira, when a pshat is selling the field, but tonight they can get it back, it's not called a Mechira. And Mamela, it's Haja Adja Hadu Peri, it's Mechila Betayis, Lahava Mechila. So that Shittas Taisis is that Mashkanta Belayna Kaisa is Avak Ribis, like the Gemara says in Daf Samach Beis. And the only reason why this Gemara says it's Afik Peri is talking about a Mechira of Asmachta, where there the Afik Peri is not because of Ribitz Ksutza, but it's because of Mechila B'tayis Lahava Mechila. That's Shittas Taisis. Shittas Rashi in the Rambam is that Mashkanta is Avik Ribis by Sada, because, like Rashi says in Daf Samach Beis, and again he repeats in Daf Samach Dalan and Beis Lagabi Nakaisam, because Sada is a suffix if you'll get the payers. Sada, it's not clear you're going to get the payers. Maybe the Sada won't produce any payers. The Mela doesn't buy Ribis Ksutza. Mashenke and Bayis, where there's no tzad that it won't produce the payers, the Bayis exists. You're able to live in the Bayis. The Mela rebound, there's no tzad it won't produce payers. By Bayis, it blames Ribis Ksutza. Rashi also makes the chilek by Nakaisa, that by Sada Nakaisa is mutter, and by Bayis Nakaisa is aser, because the same reason, Sada is a suffix if you'll get the payers, and Mamela it's only Avak Ribis and Nakaisa is mutter, Bayis is zich you'll get the payers, and Mamela it's Ribis Ksutza, and that's why by Nakaisa it's aser. And the Rambam holds exactly the same thing. So Shittas Rashi and the Rambam by Mishkanta B'lein Nakaisa is it depends. By Sod it's Ribis Ksutza, by Sod it's Avak Ribis, I mean, because it's a suffix if he'll make the payers. And by Bayis it's Ribis Ksutza because he'll have to make the payers. So that's the second sheet of Lagabi Mashkanta. The first sheet is Taiza Mashkanta is never Ribis Ksutza, and Ravina's Apik Peri is Dafka by Mechira. Mechira by Smachta, and it's because Mechila B'tayis Lava Mechila. We have Shittas Rashi that makes a chilik between Bayis and Sada. Sada, it's not Ribis Ksutza, Bayis it is. The Rajba learns. The Rajba says later early on Daf Samach Beis that Lafi Rashi, that's a Teretz Ravina and Ravina. That Ravina early is going on Sada by Sada, it's Avak Ribis. And Ravina here is going on Bayis by Bayis, it's Ribis Ksutza. It's a little bit shvei to learn this Gemara by Bayis, this Gemara Lachar is talking about Sada, but that's what the Rajba says on Daf Samach Beis. So here we have the second Shita by Mashkanta Belayna Kaisa, that there's a chilek by Sada, which is a suffix if it'll make the payers. It's Avak Ribis, by Bayis, which Vada, it's Ribis Ksutza. It's Rashi in the Rambam. The third Shita by Mashkanta Belayna Kaisa is the Shita Saravid. And the Rosh and the Ravid learned this also the Shita Sarif, that there's a chilek in Asher the Masalki and Asher the Loy Masalki. Agamar says, I Mashkanta b'Asher the Masalki l'necha ol b'na Kaisa. That if it's Asher the Masalki, meaning that the deal is, whenever the Leva has the money, he goes and is Masalik, the Malva, so then in that case, it's Ribis Ksutza. That's Alvo Gemura, that they hold as Ribis Ksutza. The Gemara makes the Chilak Lagabi Nekaisa Lefi the Ravid, and who within the Chilak is Beloy Nekaisa? That if it's an Asher the Masalki, if the Leva could get it back any time, that's not a Mechiru B'chlal, that's Alvo, and the middle it's Ribis Ksutza. But by Asher the Loy Masalki, it's Avak Ribis. And as I learned, the Ravid, it's in Asagas, the Ravid, and the Rambam, Perek Vav, Allah, Hazayin, so Rashi brings it down. But as I learned, the Ravid, the Teretz, the Stira, Ravina, and Ravina, that here we're talking about Asher the Masalki. By Asher the Masalki, Iblaim Zhibis Ksutza. And the Gemara earlier, the Samach Beis, is talking about Asher the Loy Masalki. And Asher the Loy Masalki, Iblaim Avak Ribis. So this is the third shita be'inyan mashkanta b'loina kaisa. It's the shita saravid, and the ravid and the rosh learn it's also the shita sarif. That mashkanta be'etzem is ribis ksutza, even by sada, but that's dafka by asher the masalki, by asher the loy masalki, it blibes avak ribis. Granda Rashi and Taisa seem to hold that asher the loy masalki is muta even without nakaisa. We'll get into that soon. But In this sugi of Meshkanta Beloina Kaisa, is it Avak Ribis and Ribis Ksutza? We so far have three shittas. Taisus holds that it's Avak Ribis, period, in all cases. And Ravina, that was Afik Peri, was Dafka by Mechiru Basmacht als Mechila Betais Lahavi Mechila, als Geneva, not als Ribis. We have shittas Rashi in the Rambam that makes a chilik between if it's Bor that'll make the payers like a bias, or it's not Bor like a Soda, by a bias it's Ribis Ksutza, by a Soda it's Avak Ribis. We have the Shita Saravid, and the Rosh and the Ravid hold us also the Shita Sarif, that by Asher the Masalki it's always Ribis Ksutza, but by Asher the Loi Masalki it's not Ribis Ksutza, it's Avak Ribis. And there, Grad the Rashi and Taisa sold by Asher the Loi Masalki it's Heta Gomer. And then we have the fourth Shita, which is the Shita Sagainim that the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings the Shita Sagainim, and the Gaon learns this is also the Shita Sarif. That Meshkanta Belayna Kaisa is always Ribis Ksusa. It doesn't make a difference, Bayis and Sada. It doesn't make a difference, Masalki, Eloy Masalki. Meshkanta Belayna Kaisa is Ribis Ksusa no matter what. So, how do you answer this theory, Ravina and Ravina? The Goyin and Agoye Sagra, who learns this way in the Rif, says that the Rif wasn't Goyish Ravina before, and it's a Machlokes. That Gemara goes like Rabbi Baravunda, holds its Avak Ribis. We Paskin like Ravina, which holds its Ribis Ksusa. The Rabbeinu Peretz that we have and the Gaius Maimini, they both say, similar to the Gaius, they say that not it's a different Gersha, but they say it's two different Ravinas. There were two different Amaram named Ravina. The Ravina earlier holds this Avak Ribis. We don't pass in that way. That's like Rabbi Baruch Huna. We pass like the Ravina here, which is a different Ravina, which holds the Ribis Ksutza. So these are the four Shittas in Meshkanta Belayna Kaisa. Shittas Taisa said it's never Ribis Ksutza. And the teres to Ravina, Ravina is this Ravina is by Mechira, and it goes to us Mechila B'tois. Shittas Rashi in the Rambam, that there's a chilik bayis and Sada, and the Rashba says Lefi Rashi, that the teres Ravina, Ravina is, that Ravina is by Sada, and this Ravina is by bayis. Shittas Aravid, that there's a chilik in Asher the Masalki and Asher the Loi Masalki. And the Gemara there is Tumat Asher the Loi Masalki, and that's why it's only Avak Ribis. Agamar is Tumat Asher the Masalki, that's why it's Ribis Ksutza. And she the Sarif, that it's always Ribis Ksutza no matter what. What's Pshad the Gemara Daf Samach Beis? You have to say it's Ognan Agamar here. You have to say that either he wasn't Gairish Ravina like the Gaon says, or the two different Ravinas like Rabbeinu Peretz and the Gaon's Maimoni. So those are the four Shitas Legabe Meshkanta Beloi Nakaisa. Now, Legabe Nakaisa, there are three shittas, Lagabi Nakaisa, and we'll come at different combinations of Fize. Shita Sarif is that Nakaisa is also. We don't pass in that Nakaisa is Mutla Das Sarif. The Rif passes Nakaisa is also no matter what. In all cases, Nakaisa is also. The Ravid learns that he holds it even an Asher, the Loy Masalki, he holds his Avak Ribis, but still Nakaisa is also. The Gaon says it's because he holds Asher, the Loy Masalki, is Ribis Ksutza. Balkabonim, the Rif doesn't hold the head of Nakaisa altogether. Could be Het of Meshkanta the Surah, like the Gemara says, but not Nakaisa. On the other end of the spectrum, you have Shittas Arashman holds that Nakaisa is always Mutter. Even in a case where there's Ribis Ksutza by Meshkanta, like the Rashbi Shita is, that a Meshkanta by Asher the Masalki is Ribis Ksutza. He holds that way, but he still holds Nakaisa as Mutter. He holds as a Het of Nakaisa no matter what, even in the case where Beloy Nakaisa would be Ribis Ksutza. That's a Shittas Arashba. Now, Shittas, everyone else, all the other Rishonim seem to hold like this, that if the case that Meshkanta Beloy Nakaisa is Ribis Ksutza, there is no Heter of Nakaisa. So, Emel, Lefi the Rambam, by Bayis, Lefi the Rambam and Rashi, by Bayis, where they hold that Beloy Nakaisa is Ribis Ksutza because it's a Vadei Revach, so they don't hold the Heter of Nakaisa B'chai Gavna. Well, Lefi the Ravid, by Asher the Loy Masalki, I mean, by Asher the Masalki, where he holds that that's Ribis Ksutza, there he holds there's no Heta of Nakaisa. But when it's Avak Ribis, the Marshal Taisus holds it's always Avak Ribis. So Taisus holds it's always a Heta of Nakaisa. And Rashi and Taisus holds Faketa, by Asher the Loi Masalki, you don't even need Nakaisa. By Asher the Loi Masalki, it's Tamlutter, it's a Mechir Lizman. But where in the Meshkanta Beloi Nakaisa would be an Issa Deraisa, would be Ribis Ksutza, so then Benekaisa would go down and Darik and become Avak Ribis. So Lefi the Ravid, the Marshal, by Asher the Masalki, Nakaisa would make it Avak Ribis, but it's Asher. Well, Lefi Rashi and the Rambam, by Bias, Nakaisa would make it Avak Ribis, and it would be Asher Midarabonon. Those are the three shittas b'negeya mashkanta b'loy nekaisa. B'negeya asher d'loy mesalki, also there are three shittas. The Ravid and the Rasha hold that by asher d'loy mesalki, like we said earlier, it blibes avak ribis, and memela by nekaisa, the Ravid holds its mutter. Rashi and Taisus hold stam asher d'loy mesalki, everything's mutter, there's no ribis altogether. And the Rambam and the Rif makes no chile between asher d'mesalki and asher d'loy mesalki. The Rambam and the Rif hold that Asher D'Loy Mesalki has the same halacha as Asher D'Mesalki. Lefi the Rif, at least the way the Goyim learns the Rif, the way the Rambam brings the Goyim. So Lefi the Goyim that the Rambam brings, even Asher D'Loy Mesalki is Ribbis Ksutsa no matter what. And Lefi the Rambam, there's a chilat between Bayis and Sada, like we explained. So these are the three mahalchim by Asher the. With Asher D'Loy Mesalki, is that a Heter Gomer? That's Rashi and Tosis. Is that just makes it from Ribbis Deraisa to Ribbis Derabanan? That's the Raivan and the Rajba. Or it doesn't change the picture whatsoever. That's the Rambam and the Gainim that the Rambam bring and the Rif Lefi the Gain. There is one more Shita. The Beis Yosef already brought it B'Shem the Itter, and now we have it in the Ritva, that the Ritva holds a Faker, that Asher D'Loy Mesalki is Ribbis Ksutza, even though Asher the Mesalki is Avak Ribbis, a big Chiddush. The Beis Yosef says we don't pass in that way at all. These are the Shittas of the Sugya. Now, if you hold that Mashkanta B'Loy Nekaisa is not Ribbis Ksutza, it's Avak Ribbis, there's a Shaila, why is it Avak Ribbis? And it comes from the Gemara here in Daf Samach Zayin. Let's see it inside. The Gemara brings the story of the He Yitzhad Amle Lugav Rezul Zavonle Aram Mikrevi. A woman told a man, buy me a land for my karev. Ozel Zavonle went and bought it. Amalei, Ihavali Zuzi Mahajisli Nali. The one who sold it said, if I get money, will you return it to me? Amalei Advanavla Achi. He said, you and the buyer, they're your relatives, your krivi, your relatives, so you'll work it out. Amar Abba Avuna, call Advanavla Achli, Amma Samchadainte Valigomeru Makni. Shaila, what it means, you could see in the Gaya Sagra, does it mean that he agreed to the Tanai when he said, or does he mean that he did not agree to the Tanai and then Mimela doesn't buy the Mechiri at all? That's a Shaila had to learn some Machalikas Rishayim. I'll go upon him either way, there'll be a Shaila of Ribbis here. Because if it's a Tanai, that's the Mishnah that if you say that when I get money, it's the Bryce earlier, when I get money, you have to sell it back to me. So come dice, I'm afraid it wasn't a mechira, by zalva, and the payer is a ribbis. And also, if it wasn't a mechira at all, so the mechira is zalva, the payer is a ribbis. So the shayla was, and the mechira says, hajra, the ara hajra, perimai, is a ribbis ksutzav of a yaitzib adyanam adil makavak ribbis vein yaitzib adyanam. So Rabbi Vano said, mistabra kavak ribbis who vein yaitzib adyanam. So then the Gemara says, omale abayil rabba mashkantamai. What's it then by mashkin? Tama, Hasan Tama Mai Mashunda like Kotzlay, Hachanami like Kotzlay, Aidulma Hasan Zvini Hachalva. Is the reason is because there was no Ksitsa, so my Mashkanta also there's no Ksitsa, or is there a chile between Zvini and Halva? So the Gemara answers Hasan Tama Mai Mashunda like Kotzlay, Hachanami like Kotzlay. So if we hold it that by Mashkanta it's Taka not Ribis Ksutsa, it's Taka Avak Ribis. So the Gemara seems to say the tam is because of loy kotzlei. Now, what does loy kotzlei mean? So Rashi says he didn't say befeirush you could eat the pears. He just said that the field is a mashkin, and immediately he went and ate the pears. That's the aside why it's not erbis ksutza, because there was no befeirush asna on the pears. He just gave him the field, and immediately he went and ate the pears. The Ritva is bothered. If it was a mashkanta, the deal was the meich ate the pears. So it sounds like that's the deal. What's the difference if he said it befeirush, he didn't say it befeirush? So the Ritva, different pshat. The Ritva says the reason the pshat in loy kotzlei means that it's not bor. It's not clear that these payers will come out. Like we said, kesed and Rashi, that Rashi holds that the reason for mashkant is not erbis ksutza is because it's not bor. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with Rashi. Why does Rashi early in Daf Samach Beis and Mebeis and also in Daf Samach Dalel and Mebeis, why does Rashi say the tam, why Mashkanta is not Ribis Ksutzes, because it's not Bor, that's not a Rashi learns this Gemara. This Gemara says that the reason why it's not Ribis Ksutzes is like Kotzlei, because you didn't make a Lehendidik Ksitza on the Paris. That's why it's not Ribis Ksutze. And Rashi says the reason is because the Peiris aren't zicha going to come out. L'chayit shver. Hazak the Pnei Yeshua. The Rashi holds either time is maspik. If you said lahed you're going to get the Peiris, and we're dealing with a sada, it also is not called Yivuskusa, because mechteis it'll be Peiris. So male, that's why it's l'chayit in the ksitza. But if we're dealing, let's say, with a bias, where there vande Peiris will come out, so then you don't have the time at Sein Revach Bar. So for that, the Gemara is mechadesh a new time of Lekotzle, that if you didn't say Lehedya, that you're going to get the Peiris as Ribbis, so Memela for that, in Mela Svelte in the Ksitza, that's another reason to be Matter. I was unable to pay Yeshua up the Rashi, and this was still very good with the Rashi that we mentioned, that there are two sugyas. There's a sugya of the sugya Naf Samach Beis that holds that Meshkanta B'lein Nekayin says Avak Ribbis, and that the reason is because it's not Revach Bar, and that's Dafka by Yisrata. There's a Gemara here, but Rabbi Bar Avuna is talking about it is Revach Bar, and came up with a new reason why it's not Ribbis Ksutza. Because like Kotzle, you didn't say Lahed, you're going to get the Paris. You just said it's a Mashkin, and Mameli went and ate the Paris. So that's why it is Luxarin in the Ksutza. That, we don't Paschal like in the end, because Ravina was Avad Uvda, the Apik Peri, the like Rabbi Bar Avuna. So we hold as long as it's Revach Bar, there's no mile of Loi Kotzle that you didn't say Lahedya. But the Gemara earlier, that Ravina said it was Avak Ribbis, that's for a different reason. That's because it's not Revach Bar, and that reason stands on its own. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns of Rashi. Pnei Yeshua also mentions that Taisus earlier, Nav Samach Dalam of days, he says another reason why Meshkanta is not Ribbis Ksutza. He said the reason why Meshkanta is not Ribbis Ksutza is because it blibes like a Mecher. Mashkant is not Ribbis Ksutza because it blibes like a Mecher. It blibes like a Mechiri Lizman. And Taisus holds it even applies me deraisa, even by Asher the Mesalki. But Lamaisa calls man, you're not Mesalkin, Mashkant is Shunigabe. It's his. It blibes like a Mechiri Lizman. It's as if you sold him the field and then you sold it back. That's why there's no Ribbis deraisa by Mashkanta. Taisus says Lefizeh that the case of Bate Arichayma, and the Gemara says in Erich and it's Ribbis Vatayri Atira. That you bought the house and now you could buy it back. Taisa says the fee's there. You have to say it's only Ribbis Derabanan. The Gemara doesn't mean it's Ribbis Deraisa. It's only Ribbis Derabanan. Because Mideraisa, it blibes the Mechira. It blibes the Mechira, and Memela, it doesn't blibe a din of Ribbis. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered, Vaita. But Agamar says the reason why is because it's like Kotzle. What does like Kotzle have to do with it being a Mechira? So the Pnei Yeshua says, Vaisley, that's how Taisus learns the story of Lekotzle. Vaisley, Taisus learns Lekotzle means that I never said you can have the Peiris, Peteiris, Ribbis. I said you can have the field. Having the field is a Pshatza Mechira. That's why it's not Ribbis. Because it's a Mechira. I'm selling you the field. I didn't giving you the Peiris, Peteiris, Ribbis. I'm giving you the field. I'm making a Mechira. That's the Yisayid of Lekotzle Lefi Taisus. So, Kumdais, you have three mahalchen in what Lekotzle means. We have Shitas Rashi, Lekotzle means you didn't make a lahed, you took a ksitza on the Peiris. We have Shitas Ritva, Lekotzle means that it's not bor that there'll be Peiris. And Granda Rashi holds that that also would be a matter for Ribbis, like he says in Nav Samach Beis. And we have Shitas Taisis, that Tais will have to learn that the Pshad and Lekotzle means it blives a Mechira. Lekotzle means there's no ksitza that the Peiris by Ribbis. It's not alva. It blives a mechira hin and a mechira tzirik. It blives like that the malva is buying the field from the leiva, and the leiva is buying it back. And that's why it's not ribis, and that's what it means lekotzle. And bahi and yonet is a myriadic shtickle from Reb Chaim in the Rambam. The Rambam lechayr is very, very shver. The Rambam menuchas malva leiva perek vavalach zayin brings, like we said before, hayu rabbi say, Shemalvus chaver mishkan leisedeo menashe echo perisea kol yemei mashkina is avak ribbis. If someone that makes a mashkin, he lands on a mashkin and he eat the peris all the days of the mashkin, it's avak ribbis. And he says she'enem a mashkin is a sod the daimel of mashkin bais. A sod is not the same as a bais. She'em a sod the peris mitsuyim beisava efshe she'aviach v'yisham peris efshe si'avse v'yosav v'tisa ulefichi avak ribbis. A sod that you do not know that you're going to get Peiris, maybe you will, maybe you won't, that's why it's Avak Ribbis. Mashenkin and Bayis, that you know you're going to get the Peiris, that's why it's Ribbis Ksutza. And the Rambam fears us more, V'chein eina mashkaina daima l'mi shamacha ba'asmachta. Shamacha ba'asmachta le'goma ve'kneu, v'amamashkin goma ve'kneu guv zel le'peirisov. Meichel asmachta, there's no kinyon, Mashkin is a kinyan guvzela b'raisov. Ugezei yiram min agamara shemashkayna avak ribis, ve'enloch la'amidol v'mashkin sedeyu kamashayu rabbeisai. L'chaya means the gemara daf samach beis, the Ravina says it's avak ribis. Kids, you have to make a chilutin sadeh and bayis. The shayla is, he himself says that even by sadeh, by mecha ba'asmachta, since you like gomu m'kneyu, so m'meila, it's not the same. So just reading this Rambam alone, you would say that he holds like Taisus, that the side of the Gemara here that says Ravina was Chashav Apik Peri is because he was Legamu Machne, Summa Mechir Basmachta, he didn't make a Kenyan, Vemela Blaiz Mechila Betais Lava Mechila, and that's good for the Pshat. So the Rambam here says, Kod is a Chilutim Bais and Sadeh, you don't know there'll be Peri, so that's why it's not Ribis Ksutza. And then he says, Mechir Basmachta, why is that Chalut? He says, because it's Legamu Machne. Now, Reb Chaim points out, before we get to the Kasha, that the Rambam wrote clearly, Hamal v'schaveru mashkin l'sadehu al menash sheyechol peruseh kol yimei ha-mashkinah. He read us the peirs. So he says, the Rambam didn't learn like cuts like Rashi. Rashi says the side of mashkanta that the Gemara says is avek ribis because of like cuts is because he didn't read us he's going to get peirs. In the Rambam it says, v'hisni mash sheyechol peruseh. He read ice, he should get the payers. It's still not called Ribis Ksutza, because it's not Bar, he'll get the payers. Tainet Reb Chaim, Vaisis, he don't like cuts like the Ritva, that it's not Bar, that there'll be a Revach. On Befekt Reb Chaim, early in the Rambam, Perek Vavalach Adal, the Rambam says like this, Hamal v'schavei al asad v'amaloi, im le'tagzli mikan et shol ha-shanem rei shali, ha-reizu le'konem ne'shi ha-smachta, le'fichach menaka kol ha-payers sh'achom ne'shi ribis shal teirah. He says clearly that the reason why, when you make that tanai, if you don't give it back for 3 years, harei shali, you have to give back all the payers because it's ribis shel teir, because it's ribis tzutza. And the Rambam also in Halacha Hey says that meicha bayis esod of amar meicha lekech v'chashiyili mayis tagzli karkoy v'lekayna lekana v'kol ha-payers shachol ribis tzutza u'maytzi eisim b'dayana. See, clearly says the case of mechiril basmachta is ribis tzutza. So the Peyeshu already asked the Kasha and other Achreinim. We're dealing with a Sada here. We're dealing with something which is not Ribis Bar. We're dealing with a Sada. But still the Rambam is saying that Mechir Basmachta is worse than Halva. Halva, he says, is not Ribis Ksutza because we don't know that you'll get the Peyrus. And Mechir Basmachta, since he's Legam Vekneu, it blames Ribis Ksutza. What's the svara for that? Mechir it's a pella. The Gemara Bemis declares the other way, that by Mechir it should be Avek Ribis, but by Alva it should be Ribis Ksutza. And the Gemara says, Lamaskana, then in both cases it's Avek Ribis. Then the Gemara says, Ravina was Chashav Apik Peri. If you want to learn like Taisus, that the Pshat is going back on Mechir, but Taisus says there's nothing new with Ribis Ksutza. It's Legamu Maknis, so merely you might see the Peris, because Mechila B'Tayis La'ava Mechila. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says the reason why you might see the payers is because it's Ribis Ksutza. Like Rashi earlier, that Hasam Avach Zvini, that really Mechila B'tayis have a Mechila, and you might see the payers because it's Ribis Ksutza. But how could that be if by Mashkin it's not Ribis Ksutza, and the reason is because it's a Sada, and it's not Revach Bar, and the middle it's not Ribis Ksutza? So how could by Mechir it's Ribis Ksutza? Why should the Goma Vikneu make it Ribis Ksutza? The Rambam is Kulei Muksha. What's the pshat in the Rambam that by Mechir Basmachta blames Ribis Ksutza? Because Legama Vekneu, if the reason why it's not Ribis Ksutza is because it's not Revach Bar, by Mechir also it's not Revach Bar. Who cares if it's Legama Vekneu? Hapeladik Rambam. Zagd Reb Chaim Agavaldik Pshat. Zagd Reb Chaim, the Rambam learned up that even though the Revach is not Bar, it's also Ribis Ksutza. If you make up with somebody, you borrow money, and you make up with somebody, they'll pay back the loan, and in case I make some profit, they'll give you a share of the profit, Lamashal. But it's not clear. Maybe you won't make any profit. But if you do, you'll give them a share of the profit. Zog Reb Chaim, that's also Ribis Ksutza, even though it's not bar that you'll have it. But if you have it, it's Ribis Ksutza. That's Tainet Reb Chaim. The fact that it's not clear that you'll have this thing to give him, but since you said that if it's going to be, you'll give it to him, you lend money and you say, I'll give you back the money. I'll also give you whatever payers his dekel makes. It doesn't make any payers. You get nothing. It makes some payers. They'll give them to you. So that's also Rebbe's Rambam. Like the fact that it's not Bor that there'll be the payers. So Lamaisa, there is the payers. So why is it Meshkanta Rebbe's Ksutza? So that's like this. Meshkanta, I didn't tell you I'm giving you the payers. I'm giving you the Sadal payers. I'm giving you the whole field of payers. I'm giving you a kinyan of Dekal the payers of Sadal payersof. So when the payers come, you're not taking the payers from me. You're taking the payers from you. You already own the Sadal payers, and mail all the payers in the Sadal is not coming from the Leiva. The payers that Sadal is coming because the Malva already owns the Sadal payers. So the reason why the payers aren't Ribbis is because the Malva already owns the Sadal payersof. Not Navas. The Rambam is Bavin, but giving him the Sadal payersof of Shvil Valva. That also should be ribbis. Thus, a lane that you're getting a sadal pereisa, that's also ribbis. Of them, zok the Rambam, since it's a suffix if you'll get payers, that's why the sadal pereisa is not ribbis. So there's two possibilities of ribbis tutsa by meshkanta. The etzim payers are not ribbis because I didn't give you the payers. I gave you the sadal payers. You're getting the payers because you already own the sadal payers. And the sadal payers is not ribbis because it's not clear the sadal will get payers. By bias, even though the dira sabayis is not ribbis, because I already gave you the bias ladira, and the mele you're living in your own house, but giving over a bias ladira alain is ribbis, because a bias ladira is a revach bar. Mashenken is sadal peiris, he got something which is not a revach bar, that's why it's not ribbis tzutza. So Zakhtib Chaim, so that's why, that's dafka by halva and mashkanta. By mechira, the bounty is loy gomer amakna. So I never gave you the Sadal payers. So Kuntas, what's the ribbis by Mechira? The payers. The payers are laying, even though it's not Bor, they'll come, and it's called ribbis tutsa. So that's the Mechudish Dikashidus Rambam. At the Rambam holds Mashkanta is not ribbis tutsa, and the reason is because the payers aren't Bor that's going to come. And it's Dafka by Sadal by Bayis, it is called ribbis tutsa. But by Mechira, by Asmachta, it's ribbis tutsa. Because that alone that's not Bor, the payers are going to come, that alone doesn't make it ice ribbis. But when it comes, it is ribbis. The only reason why it's not ribbis is because you already have the field of payers. When you have the field of payers, it's not called you're getting the payers from the leiva. And the reason why having the field of payers is not called ribbis is because it's not that we're going to make payers. So that's why having the field for payers is not called ribbis. But by Mechira, by Asmachta, in those cases, there I never had the field of payers. So mainly, even though the payers aren't Bor, it's still called Rebbe's Ksutza. That's the sheet that Saramam, the Rebbe Chaim, explains it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.